And so I'm turning this morning to the Epistle of Jude, and I'm reading verse 20. So it's Epistle of Jude, and it's chapter 1 and verse 20. It's Epistle of Jude, chapter 1 and verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And we are thinking about the uniqueness of Christianity. And you see that there, the faith called a holy faith. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. The word holy there means special, sacred, set apart. So it is unlike any other. And it's referring to the Christian teaching. The Christian teaching and the doctrines and the things that we challenge people about. So it's a holy faith, set apart, special unto God, and special in all the world. Well, Jude, you know, he introduces himself as the brother of James, and his epistle, very short, it's actually addressing false teachers who were abounding at the time, and they would always abound. The Bible warns that there would always be so many false teachers. James, a close relation to the Lord Jesus Christ, probably a cousin or something like that. Sometimes it said he may be even his brother. But there's not much certainty there. So what I want us to do very briefly is to mention five things in which Christianity is very different from any other religion. We're not getting into some of the, if you like, some of the high stakes teachings, things that makes Christianity entirely out of this world, if you like, but are very fundamentals, so that everybody can grasp this and be able to ask himself whether he is a Christian or not. This week, one of our girls came home and was telling me that their teacher, who teaches them RME, religious and moral education, was telling her during the class that traditional religion is really okay because the gods were the gods that our forefathers were praying to. They were actually praying through them to God, and so there was nothing wrong with that. And the last night when I went to the guest house, incidentally, the channel that I was looking at was asking he was speaking. I didn't spend much time there, so probably just about 2 or 3 minutes. And the man there was saying, the idols had a proper name through whom we speak, that we can address God. It's only later that they corrupted it and made it appear very bad. And so, in other words, it's okay to be a traditional religionist and things like this. And they say all religions are the same. People think Allah is the same as God. Well, Allah is an attempt to call God, but the God of the scripture is not Allah, because he has attributes that Allah doesn't possess. So you see, and so they're not the same. But so what is it that makes us different? That makes the faith special? Yeah,
abusunsofono so umunsi ninyina ya protestants ninyina ya mikono ni Yesu no intwinyimwa ema ebimo omo engine mo embera di hankasa o meba ba sorry o meba fra o meba so ko mo kan yakopon asem na si na gimu na yene se ade na nya hwe meba sorry mpo debia meba debia mo kan yakopon asem kana ni ibia mi ameni na debia me tani ade a e chibe bi asie no yenyi na nya mikono na Yesu no ntoma ni hunu ni ntira etese eye na de hia de kese. In fact, this is not just a vain thing because it hinders some people from really seeking to know the Lord. If I can have access to God through any other means, then why worry about really understanding the Christian preaching and teaching and things like that? Why worry? Because after all of them eventually take me to the same God and to heaven. And so, friends, it's so important. I'm mentioning five things very shortly. That makes Christianity very unique. And you remember, in Christianism, a yes, strong. But the first, obviously, is that Christianity alone preaches the grace of God, the grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we stress that part. You may hear other religions just use the term, but only Christianity speaks about what it really means, the grace of God. The grace of God revealed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christian, someone kwa no kanyang kopa anti mo ya deni diwe iradi Jesus Christo mo. Ubeche di mo sa mo kwa nyang kopa adom nyang kopa ko aya Muslim ni kwa utimi kwa nyang kopa adoni omu ni na ekikadin. Enti, but Christianity kase sa adomi this grace we say as we talk about it. Purely because it has to be earned by somebody for us. Grace simply means that God is now smiling upon sinners, is gracious or kind towards sinners, receiving them because the debt of sin against such ones who can call upon Him has been paid by another, a representative, the Lord Jesus Christ, stood in their place and then sought mercy in their behalf by paying the debt of that on the cross of Calvary. And that is so important. And for that sake, we say that it's not possible for anybody to be righteous in himself. You can never be righteous before God. God is so holy. God is so pure. God is so perfect. You can never, on your own, earn access to Him, approval from Him. It's not possible because sin is so unclean and so dirty before God. Yes, it's how do we? It's a set. If you're ready as a Christian, you're something you're going to your crown crown because won't to me any shiara. Won't to me any shiara, my son, you're going to put any end song. You're going to put here because it's set. Obia, who ain't you when any. Into Jesus or Virgin, my Yahweh, this say, Obia, and soon what take, aging your name now or tossa. And Christianity alone speaks about what we call substitutionary sacrifice. But it means that somebody stood in our place and gave himself as a sacrifice for sin so that his righteousness, his goodness, may be given to us while he takes my sin upon himself. We say, without this, you can't talk about God's grace. And Sinyan Kopo Adam, they say, as I say, Obigina, my name is Sadiboyeni. Now, a mummy born who asked the chair, you go on no so. Send the bear, so no, yes, and so in the other wood, no, what's in it? They didn't tell me, no, Emma, you born your four. And yes, sir, means me, you know, and when you're uncooking him. Ain't he? Christians are not self righteous people. Christians are not people who think themselves, oh, we are wonderful people. Christians are people who say, I am a sinner. Who trust in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christian, when you are almost on your way, some go Christ may be a woman, custom, a moon almost a way anymore, Yafwa, or more actually irradiates the Christo Adomno. If you have to miss any kind of set, what tree young Copa Adomno? At such a set, what be Radi Hosemia? Wouldn't he be here and you may show my jail? It was said so be home or have you come to find that free righteousness in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you embraced the grace of Christ? Because
He gives that freely. Let me mention the second thing. It's connected to this. The Bible marries the two. The second thing that makes Christianity different is that the Christianity alone speaks about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ unto that salvation. Christianity mkwa, no, I said, Jidye we rani Yesu Christo mwono, and then at the embassy on Pajanum. And this faith, my dear friends, we always have to be careful. Some people think faith simply means something you strongly think will happen. You know, people say that they wouldn't it. When you did it, the next year say it. They think that faith is a kind of kind of a strong assurance that something would happen. That is not what we call faith. It's merely that personal sure assurance. That's all. But faith always says, it starts by saying, because God has said. If God hasn't said it, faith has nothing to say. Faith begins with the word of God. And so that faith that brings us salvation says, God says that there's mercy and forgiveness in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because He died on Calvary for sinners. And I take that message to be true. I take it to be true so my soul that I say, therefore, I will no longer be a slave to sin. I will cry to the Lord and ask Him to have mercy upon me and wash me also and give me that righteousness. So you don't just say it. Faith drives you to action every time. So I give you a ready as a Christian. And my work, my work, oh, means to me, GD. But then my work, I said, and now I'm saying, I'm going to say, on the Miradi Yesu Christo sit the Abduma Adiemba and Kwajimo Abre and Moya Ponti means me coming chain. No me could be sent to whom means some more bro. Now I'm coming born in chain. Friends, there's a false idea that is not really going around. It's often spoken of loudly around Easter, Good Friday and Easter. There's the idea that the Lord Jesus Christ has died for everybody. It's like, the benefits has really gotten into everybody, only try now to do nice things. Try now to be a nice person. Don't do bad things again. And so, that's the idea. No, my dear friends, that's not really what the Bible says. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, and they that come to Him are they that are blessed. If I do not personally come, though He died on the cross for sinners, yet I do not benefit. I do receive nothing. I'm not blessed. I must personally come to Him in repentance, trusting in what the Savior did, casting all my hopes upon Him. Faith means I throw away every other confidence. You cannot have faith in God and you have confidence in yourself. You cannot have faith in God and you have confidence in this world and its system. Faith in God says, only God is my hope. Only He is my focus and the one I lean upon. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will not allow you to trust anything else yourself and things like this. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is a powerful thing. Gideon and Radius Christian Mono Emma Okwine, so we do reshe and your ma ebi moon so it's unfair. And you must obey tree Radius Christian Okwine. Let my moon can't be there or kind of happy because it's helpful to really see that faith does that. Look at our verse. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, look at what connects it. Praying in the Holy Ghost. This is amazing. What is praying in the Holy Ghost? Some people say it's to go Shri Baba, that kind of thing. Because where did they learn that? Well, it's an assumption. What does it mean to pray in the Holy Spirit? Is to be so helped by the Holy Spirit so that you pray exactly the kind of thing He desires me to ask. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, and when the Holy Spirit comes, He will honor me. He will show you things. He will show you your sins. He will show you the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
He will show you that there's judgment coming. If I'm an unbeliever, the Holy Spirit helps me in this way. It brings me to a point where I begin to say, yes, it is true, I'm a sinner. Because God says I'm a sinner. There's a free righteousness in the Lord Jesus, because the Bible says so, that is there. And that I know there's a judgment coming, and so I realize what really matters in this present life is how I may stand right on that day. I ask you, naturally, you don't think that way. Naturally, you don't care about the world to come. Naturally, you don't care about how you stand before God. When the Holy Spirit is helping you to call upon the Lord the first time, these become your big concerns. I was telling some friends some time ago that you may be somebody, for example, you think your biggest need is marriage. And you think my biggest need is a job, which is a proper, good to marry, you're of age and old enough to marry. It is proper to want to have a job. But you see, when the Holy Spirit is helping you to pray, you come before God and you want to really ask Him the most serious thing. You almost forget that you are not married. You almost forget that you don't have a job. And you begin to say, oh Lord, even though I don't have a job, even though I'm not married, I think my biggest need is that I'm a sinner. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was sent to show you that. And so to pray in the Holy Spirit means that He helps me to pray according to what He was sent to come and do. You understand that? As if I'm not a Christian, it's the very time I begin to pray the kind of things I've never prayed for before. I'm now concerned about sin. I want to be forgiven and washed. I'm now concerned about the righteousness of Christ. I throw away my own self-righteousness and I look to Christ alone to forgive me and to make me a new person. And the things of the world to come move me, fill me with fear and concern. And I want to be more prepared about the world to come than the things that are here, my dear friends. Why am I mentioning this? Because when I come to Christ by faith, then the Holy Spirit works in my heart to so ask God the things that I would not naturally ask Him. Because I would have been confused about what is my real need. You see, Radius Christoka said, I'm not sure, yeah, you can kind of say, na yenjina yenjidie kronkron no so na yemmo pae ewo honhom kronkron no ni bi so se na wo bom pae honhom kronkron no kra na se ne se e bi mo se ne ne se ye bottom ya se da bi da trust na en kan be bi an se wo bom pae honhom kronkron se wo bottom na se chira ne se na nyame honhom kronkron ye smal no se wo me di dwuma bi ewo ene bo nyefo akoma mu ene kristo pa ko me se ye kan ne mo yefo de ye ye be radi spiritual ho. Maybe said your woman crunk or your smile the same way you are. Tell me, man, for Tom. If the enemy is big crime and worry, and I cry, it's my son, a hamipa, a yes or be worry, a yes, say, you'll be needing my son, you mean, said the white dreams of 1 year, Bonnie, ain't ya, young couple. And so, a dad who crunk or be a warm time, if you are watching, said the rabbis, because of a woman, you're going to be a woman. A dad who be over. So we shall say so one person at the same rate, make person about Christian in here. Now, oh, Mammy Ben Yanko come back. No, my boy said, Sir, I didn't know what Jesus said. If you are next, I wear a pan and me here, a juma pan and me here. No, who be pianting chain say? No, I catch you as a rabbit in me here and Castanet said. Who be in the bunny? Nobody is a piece of tin in your mammy. No, my matna senior made me a da, ube boat and made you know me. And so, this is way not saying that GDA. So, this is a very, very vital part of faith. faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It makes me so believe the Bible so that the Spirit uses that to make me reflect that, to ask the Lord or to live it out in some other way. So faith in Christ. Faith is a precious thing. Friends, in this world, faith is the greatest thing in human beings. Faith in God, we should say. Did you ever read Jesus Christ? Me adi kase pa yeshra kase pa. Ema mi ba nyango pongo se. Mi timi adi na samwe dino na mi timi huni na eto source. Se na na samno akenti se ya na mi timi kansu etatre. Grace, faith, a third. The third special thing about Christian faith is that Christianity only talks about the purity of the heart. And this is so, so unique to Christianity. All religions talk about morality. Only Christianity talks about holiness. You know, morality is different from holiness. You know that? Every holy person will be a moral person. But not all moral persons are holy persons. So a holy person by all means be moral. However, somebody can be moral and not be holy. And so this is special. This is how all other religions talk about all kinds of rules. We don't do this, don't do that. And all those Christianity have its own rules for sure. But they come from an entirely different angle. Now, what's the difference? A holy person is a person not only embracing morality, but is also supremely loving the Lord Jesus Christ above all. Holiness is determined by what I love most. What I love most, what I cling to most. Because holiness means I'm cut off from that which is wrong, and I'm giving over to something that is better, purer, which is God's word. A holy person's heart is giving to God. God is the very center of his life. The Lord Jesus Christ, he loves the Lord Jesus Christ than anyone else. Only Christianity teaches us that God works in our heart in such a way that we love the Lord Jesus Christ supremely above all else and above anything else. Otherwise, we will never be true. Christian, so we can say, yeah, born body is in your prayer, born in bed, tiniara, but you're dear, I hear to Christo. What he have come on, said the Abaya. Friends, not only friends, this is how it seems. Our heart is so purged that we do not like all sin. If somebody is not a Christian but is only a moral person, he only hates, dislikes certain sins. Not all. He would love some if they were some advantages for him. If it doesn't seem outrageous and extreme. Moral persons are like that. Christianity teaches holiness, purity of heart, so that my desires are for God, and that my heart is set apart against whatever the Bible teaches me as sinful. Whatever the Bible says God hates, we also say, I also hate. You see, that's different, can't you see? Christian sum ayes from kufi sum kain yinaho. It's unsaid. Ema yet kani bidia yinim senyang kuponso egg time. Yen yet selection. A moral person benya or time. You may be my sunset kadiado kra and yahu ka. And ten you may be more. Benya eradi akina kumahono. Or tani bidia yang kuponso kachene se uchri. Everything. This is why the Lord Jesus Christ could say that if anyone does not hate his father, mother, wife, child, whatever, he is not worthy of me. If anything is loved more than him, if anyone is treasured more than him, then he cannot be his disciples, the Lord Jesus Christ said. And hey, friends, when you are there, because I assume for Christians, the Lord Jesus Christ has a preeminent place in our heart, and we love him supremely. And we want to honor him above all. Yet I say, Friends, let me come to the fourth. Christianity only
speaks about the great invitation. All other religions, no religions talk about the great invitation as Christianity does in the sense. Anyway, we're the fourth one now. The fourth one is that Christian Sumon Kwa, Inna Okanyan Kupon, then Satwa or demand the Bonyapo. Now, this is the special thing about the invitation. Christianity says that God Himself came down in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ to offer the invitation to sinners. This is unique. You don't hear it anywhere. The King of Kings Himself came down to tell us of eternal things, to invite us to Himself, to bring us to come and repent and receive Him. Of course, He sent us His apostles and prophets in the past. So Isaiah could say, come and let's reason together, saith the Lord. You see, and you see, they spoke as the Lord Himself sending that invitation, isn't it? And when the Lord Jesus Christ came, He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Only Christianity speaks about this invitation. Why is it important, friends? And in because you know something. It's not only enough to hear. We need to be stirred. We need to be aroused. We need to be moved. That's how bad our state is. But you have to put the clear consistent. And you say, yes, you are wrong. As I say, you mean me. As I say, there's a number of times Eradiba and he reasons with people. Christianity says that God is reasoning with sinners. Why would you die, says the prophet, for example. Why would you die when there is mercy? Why should you perish when there is life? I didn't know what person who war, bro, but Jesus Christ. And so, my dear friend, but have you heeded the invitation? Have you heeded, dear friends, the invitation of the Lord? Friends, the gospel's invitation is the final invitation. There will be none again. And He will give you a pure heart. He will sanctify your heart. Purge it. He would take away the love of sin from there. So that though you would always be tempted with sin, you will not love sin and excuse it and try to hide it. And ready as Christo Bishop said, Obak Mofu from Mao, na Odobata Aida Son said, and why offer pronomo? It's winning ya, it doesn't say, Radia Son Supreme. Have I listened, dear friends? Metia na. And the question is always this, why have you not listened? Why? Why have you not repented and come to the Lord? Why? The Lord Himself has come, you wouldn't listen. The Lord Himself pleads, and you don't care. God Himself has come down in the person of the Son, urging you away from sin and disobedience to life and peace. And say, don't like that. What else do you like? Nyankopon uncle says sunny or family said the boy is a member. Now on you see my sword in the one now been kona sundry and in quite all done. What's the one back? Dear, what you should be, I ask you, what do you seek? What do you want? What are you really pursuing? Dear uncle son of a castle, and to one person will be ready or say no. Some person, one castle cry, abo castle chill. So this never in chain.
and say, it's a great invitation, my dear friends, and the Bible is full of them. The word come is repeated again and again in the Bible because the Lord invites us to come, my dear friends. The question I want you to ask for yourself, have I listened to the invitation? How do you listen? I come and I face up to the Lord what I've done, who I really am, and I tell him my case, and I disown any righteousness, any good I think I have in myself, and I rest all my hopes upon the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for needy sinners. Me again, me radi friend, me yinuano, me basenia minim se radi swasam chami ne me anso kami vuno se me yadi boyeni ampa ne me ni bibia etni woni me ni bibia yekse woni na me dinre ni na chwe radi Yesu Kristo unkwa so be we mopro na wajani wa kume si bibia we rest mu wa friends we be timid one lack as a mature radi Yesu Kristo. Then we do our work, actually, and your mother, brain, won't you mean truly with this ampara and para? I say, you must truly trust in him. Trust in Christ never allows trust in other things. You must always remember that. If you trust other things, you cannot trust in the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ said, you cannot serve two masters. And he spoke about serving them as flowing from trust. The one you would listen to and the one you would trust. The last thing, friends, it is the only religion that gives us that unshakable hope. Hope in the future. Unshakable. Hope beyond this life. Hope beyond death. And you dasua ebro sound quaeso. And you dasua ebro owoso. And the Bible tells us that this hope is because the Lord Jesus Christ himself rose from the dead. And so we have the hope of resurrection. If other people have hopes beyond this, then we want to ask them, what's the basis? What gives you that assurance? How can you be sure that you have this hope? The reason why the Christian has this hope is that our Savior is gone before us. He is called the firstborn among the dead. Because he was the first to rise and never to die again. And he lives now. He lives now in heaven. And he hears the prayers of his people. Friends, this is how this hope becomes so sure in our hearts. When I become a Christian, when you become a Christian, you experience so much of answers to prayer. So much of his dealings with you. It makes you sure the Lord is alive. The Lord is there. You remember in the Bible we are told when Stephen was about to die and he lifted up his eyes to heaven and he saw the Lord Jesus Christ standing. Well, we will not be giving such a similar sight of our dear Savior. It should be given in our hearts. And that assurance that he's there, which comes, the Bible teaches us, through the many times we prove him. Prove him by answers to prayer. Prove him by how much he gives us grace to bear and endure. How much he shows the nearness he is with us. Things like this. And so by these answers to prayer, we are assured that our Lord is alive. He lives. He lives who once was dead. He lives. Our everlasting head, says the hymn writer. Christians, what was saying it also in the sunset? Ya jim kwa no di kai owu ya no san sorry. Anun kwa no tiasi se se. Sabi be Christo niya. The Lord Jesus Christ of the name, and in pain bebrey, a message is all tiasi. A quaint cafe about what he said. Message in pain bebrey, or tiam in pie. No de emuaba or quaint, we will pass the wedding and cook for one or ye. We need them in crying past the say or tiasi. Say or tiasi and pass. Now, near me kindly. She said, oh, we need pass the way we the boy in it. We didn't pass as for Denny, Akumadini, which means a strong one, many a task for Denny. And a woman said, show some catch and say, Rabbi, it's a Christian who we are many more year for. And a woman in Chawa says, oh, Rabbi, whom you more broke. May the mirror in our church, the woman would send a name, Kuano, which means a sacra, the boy in the same way, who I am before. ena wasem. We ring in our shinemo, ida son king in our chuchinie, and no kwana wotrino. And no wounds the way tie one pa. No one sister wa kuma. Waman emra basak wa kuma de no echo. A fed wa kuma at the nyabira, yanka fen chain. Maybe so said, mayday, at the step of the ya see, bra. In Radiji, no, no. The Yerushenwa, only some of them the same person. But from us, the Psalmist said, you're to me to know, so no, Shemi KSA. Hey, oh, Jemu and Kazani. When a person comes to the Savior, repenting of sin and genuinely resting his thoughts upon him, and you see such a wonderful change, friend. Sometimes one of the things I've heard again and again and again, of course because I'm a pastor, in people's testimony, is often they would say, some of the sons that were my Goliath sons, I never thought I'd be able to stop them. They were the sons that went away first. And they see, this must be the mighty arm of God. This must be God's arm. The Savior whom I cry to is alive. And he hears and answers prayer. If you almost say, Bremen, or Pastor Obey Radius, to be so eternal. On one you said, Bonima, Kwan, and you need it. And if you had the power, man, Bonnie can't even work at some day out of which need, but me no man in Sunday, maybe there. Well, no, the power, to me, crossing. And so, oh yes, Obey Radius, Christ of Honor, or didn't ring in action and say, now this should be young Kwan of which me are honor, not done in a bread, but two no son. And he's amazed and says, say Radi Tim Pampa. Say Radi Tiasi. Say Radi Sakrani Pampa. And friends, everybody who is saved has that testimony. Because everybody has a Goliath sin. A sin that will not easily go away. Everybody has something that are easy to brush off. Obia won't be to have proper courses here. And Obia's won't be here and cost that easily. When I trust in the Savior, I see His power in setting me free from these Goliath sins. Why am I saying this, my dear friends? The Lord designed it so that it gives me assurance that the Lord is indeed alive. And if the Lord is alive, then I can have hope. That one day, if he says he will come, he will surely come. If he says he will raise me from the dead, he will surely raise me from the dead and bring me to be with himself. You see, someone or tears my cassette. The probing and if you woman, meaning some probayampa. Or no, or Jimmy Fima saw the enemy to me, no, or between saying Yanemi Sadano. Go on. When a man you need to ask for a radimun, a team note. This is why our hopes in the Lord it becomes unshakable. That it is true. That Savior lives and He will have mercy and deal kindly with us. Oh, my dear friends, do you have hope beyond this life? Do you have hope? Are you living only for the present? Are you occupied with only the present situations? You don't care about beyond this life. That's what matters. How long would you live? A maximum, let's go higher. A maximum of 100. You like 100? You want to live for 100 years? That may be the maximum, my dear friends. And yet, and yet how we can have hope beyond this life.